Oh, that's all right.
I think I got an extra one here. Oh. Yep, here we go. Yes, sir.
So basically, you're contesting the 14 properties. All 14 are just six of the 14.
Well, we would like to contest everything that wasn't a stick-built house. We removed services. We have a list of addresses in there from NBU and Northwestern Energy that we removed all services from those addresses. And we removed the water to the best of our ability. You know, this was post-flood. So we sat down with Jay and the mayor, and you know Jay had no time to come to help us remove water meters down there. He could barely find them to turn them off. So this got put on the back burner, and then Jay left, and Marcus came, and Marcus left, and the kids came, and the kids left, and the town lady left. You know, so I mean, it's been an ongoing thing. We started this process in November 2022 with them, but it's been left around, and we've been dragging our feet a little bit lately. But, you know, we had to wait till a good point to try to resolve it again. And now that we're out $36,000, I'd like to get it resolved. You know, but we...
Now that it has your attention.
If we had no other services and we were owning them houses, I mean, we shouldn't be getting paid. We shouldn't have to pay an inactive water rate for a house that doesn't exist with zero services on the land.
The biggest point of the fact is there's a reason one side of that property has not been developed. If anybody in here can raise their hand and tell me the reason why.
I'm just going to say this because I was looking around and I'm trying to be fair as to what people have done, in the past. Prime example, corner lot. Kate Combs. Mm-hmm. She pays water and sewer. Mm-hmm. And that building has been gone for 10 years. That building has been...
Does it have gas dome property? We had that removed to the street. We don't even have a gas dome.
I know. I don't think it ever had gas on the property.
But I'm going back to the very beginning of what we asked for when we bought that. Okay, so as a council, you might have been at the tail end. And he was here for it. Do we have the Carbon County Growth Policy? Correct? We enacted that, correct?
I want to say yes.
Yes, we do. And so we have the Carbon County Growth Policy. So at least when I was sitting up at like the level above us, they said, anything you do down there, you better follow that or go above and beyond. So for us, that's why I said, anybody can tell me why we haven't developed the one side of the property yet? It was because there's no curb stop. So anything going forward, it was supposed to be, which as a council, we've been all asking, that as we develop, I mean,
curb stop
something along the way, just at least something. And you can throw a meter pit at me all you want. I mean, for what we want to build on that other side, like, we have to knock that off back to the main. So, like, and right now, like, if you want to go expenses, I mean, what we paid to kink a line, which if we just had a curb stop, I mean, he got stuck involved with it. I mean, you could isolate it, easily change, not done. What are the only three spots that have been developed? East River Street. So if anybody did their homework on, and I'm not being rude at this point, on the other side of the table is, where's the only three curb stop? That's your town guy. It's on East River Street. I mean, that's why we pump the brakes forever on this side. And like, we're not asking for the goddamn world on this. We're just saying the entire time, like from the beginning, it was in, I mean, how many times I've walked in and out of here, like, I'm not going to walk around oblivious being the guy that owed our damn $10,000. Like, that is not something I'm going to do. Like, I mean, I was not thinking that we're cutting a fat hog in the ass. All I'm saying is that was under the impression I was on. Is as we brought it online, it came back, and the only thing we could develop was East River Street because that was the only thing with a curb stop to match the growth policy of you had to have a curb stop, had to be annexed in correctly, all that, and everything along the way from Don Coley for readdressing because of DES. Asked DES what they had to go through to find an address for the property. So as we brought that on, everything had to go back to the county to make sure we were doing it right. And to me, I've heard him say every time, it's county, state, that's God. And I'm not pointing fingers, but I mean, I just figured just follow the chain of command. Hell, never once did we think we were trying to cheat anybody or steal anything on that. So that's the only reason that the only houses that we've done is it's the only curb stops we have. The town can't afford it. I mean, look at the hell we went through to try to sell the last place, and that thing was broke. And then as a town, would we pay state line $9,000 coming to throw in one curb stop?
Yeah, because the line was broke right there, yeah.
And I get, like, as we go on and develop the other side from, and I mean, hammer me to the cross on this, like, if we want a new service, we pay connecting fees, labor, all the incidentals. Like, I mean, you're going to get it out of us one way or another. Like, hey, I ain't telling you no on that. I'm just saying that, like, there's a reason that our plan of attack has been a certain way. That's just what
to me it looks like you had all them trailers down there and you've done away with six lines, so you were dropping down to 8 lots. Your plan was to go 6 are gone, we're keeping 8 now. So the 6 I don't care about, the other 8 is where I would be concerned. The good news is I don't get to vote.
is it 8, or are you going by like how many lots are on the cadastral?
No, I think you had to decided you're doing 8 properties down there, right?
There is now, yes. Just a few weeks ago, when we had that last resurvey done, up until that point, it was 6 individual lots on the entire block.
Okay.
So, I mean, up until 3 weeks ago, I mean, at most we thought that we could be paying 6 inactive water rates.
And so the other aspect is, what if John Q, homebuyer, comes in, buys the other one and tells Shane, I'm going to give you $450,000 for this chunk of dirt. Are you going to continue to bill him for water?
Yeah, if you buy a lot next to you in Fromberg and you remove all the services from it and it becomes your yard, do you still pay an inactive water rate on your yard, on the other part of your yard?
If you have a water connection, yes.
Even if it's abandoned?
Even when we asked to get it removed?
That's what I was told when I built my place.
So who's responsible for removing them?
How do you...
I pay 2 on my property because I have 2 water connections.
How many lots do you own in the city?
How many what?
How many lots do you own in the city?
1. All my property is 1 lot. Mm-hmm. And when I hooked up to put my second house back there, and I'm just going back what the council told me back then. And I understand what these guys are saying. But when I was told, when I put my second house back in there, I made the comment about the curb stop and stuff, about what happens, you know, if I decide to take one of these houses out. And I was flat out told, I have 2 connections. I pay for 2 connections, regardless. Unless I pay to have them taken out at the curb stop, or at the court, at the main. And as far as curb stop goes, I know there is one curb
stop. We have that written in our
curb stop that you and I, that you showed me on that one.
I got a question for you too. On the alley.
So you're telling me those other 6 meter pits on the corner of 3rd and A Street, there is no curb stops?
I don't know. You got a curb stop right there.
That was some day work done when we first started.
Yeah, I don't know if there was.
That comes straight off the main. I was there when they done it.
When we first started that, Jay came over and he shut off everything he could so that we could cut lines and bury them underground.
Right, which would have been in the meter pits.
And then anything he couldn't find, we dug down and capped and then left buried because we couldn't just cut the lines. You know, we had to leave them primed.
So you still have active lines underground?
I mean, we had 14 houses and I don't know how many curb stops.
It wouldn't be active.
But I doubt he found 14. I've never seen...
You should be able to isolate that meter pit.
Is that what these are? Is that the meter pits?
Those are meter pits on the property, yes. And then they should go to a curb stop out on the street that actively shuts your water off. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would like it to obviously fall all under one big lot since we took out all the other utilities. I mean, it was originally 6 pieces of property when we bought it. It was broke up into 3 lots on East River and 3 on A Street with the 3 properties. Of those services, all but 4 of them were removed out of all 15 or whatever.
And hence there was a horrible contract at the very beginning.
And I listed those in that paper. It was 107, 206, 205. And
once again, we're literally preaching to the wrong choir. I mean, like what was verbal at the beginning, and he's like,
right,
can see his body language. He's feeling the exact same thing I'm saying. It's like, I stood in, I mean, I can be in front of God and his goddamn disciples and right now preaching, and it means nothing. But the same fact is, like, when a verbal contract is, this is the way it's going to go down the road, like, you guys are good. There's a reason for less. I mean, anybody that she's been to more meetings than I have, and I'm on the council, for Christ's sakes. Like, I didn't walk out of here smiling and thinking that everything was hunky-dory if I didn't think that it was already in place. Like, that's, like, all I'm trying to do is plead my case that I'm not trying to come back and do something dirty on anybody that was not already pre-organized, I guess.
Well, and I get what you're saying, Nate, but I wasn't even aware of it coming to the meetings. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, what was being talked about after the meeting, right. I have no clue. Sure.
I mean, the same avenue that you guys were steering me down, I get where you're walking me on that one.
You know, I'm just kind of like...
The only people that we could bring in that were privy to that conversation would be Harley, Tim, and Jay. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we talked to Marcus about it, but he was also, you know...
And I guess my only concern is the night that the other gentleman shows up, I wish you'd have said... I got a problem. We need to bring up my problem here.
You know, it's been, everybody's busy and we've been busy and I've been dragging my feet on getting taken care of, you know. So, I mean, I should have had it accomplished long ago, but it's, you know, I presented the same documents from MDU and Northwestern Energy to Tim and Harley. You know, we had this long discussion and then we tried to pick it up with, there was a town lady in between.
And there was a reason that, like, the plan of execution started where it had to be fully recognized. Like, I mean, there was a curb stop all down East River. There's three right there. Like, I am 100% fine. We got those three and we got our other house over here and that. That would make, well, you got five total. Between the house that's not already sold and these three, because those are, like, I mean, that's legit. That's a real service. Whether those work or not, we'll figure that out. I mean, and if not, the other part is, in the last 3 years, can anybody in this room even tell me who connected the last water meters to any of the last 5 houses sold in this town?
So another thing I can provide.
State lines.
Oh, we had to do our own because the town could not provide the service. In order to meet a cell, like, I mean, like, we're not trying to do anybody dirty. Like, at the end of the day, this is just an argument of two men that were trying to do something right the entire time. And we were handed off a changing regime. And, like, I'm going to go home team on the other side of the table. I feel for once we have a goddamn group that can stand up and have a backbone and do something right going forward. We're not trying to do anything dirty on anybody's front lawn. Like, this is open air public. I mean, anybody that wanted to come down there, like,
I get it. But in the same token, you know, where we sit too on the deal. So, I mean, if Dennison has anything to add to it, that'd be where we're at, or if we stand by what you say here, you know, that kind of leaves us.
Oh, well, guess I'll jump in. I think it's a very simple question of the law. What the facts are is something that's going to have to be decided by the council and what the council wants to do. What I mean by that is... just looking at the beginning and the end, and I don't know if you've seen my email. If not, it's okay.
I just glimpse it.
Yeah, the beginning and the end, it looks like, to begin with, there was 14 different lines to 14 different houses at the beginning of the project. And then at the end, there's 8 houses that will be done. The 3 on the East River Street, and then 5 on A Street. So there's going to be the houses. Yep, so there's the 8 houses completely. So the issue is, if you have a water line that's abandoned, people don't pay for a non-active fee on an abandoned water line. If it's just an inactive line, though, you do pay an inactive fee. And so the difference between if it's an abandoned line or if it's an inactive line, it's kind of, sometimes it gets fuzzy. But an inactive line is, at some point, you're going to use it again. Abandon is, it is gone. We're not using it again. It's completely gone. We're never going to use it again. So I think, so out of the 8 lines, I think it's very clear that at least, 4 plus 6 were abandoned, 100%. they're not, they were abandoned, and it looks like, based on the documentation, they were abandoned probably back in November of 2022. Concerning the eight lines, I guess if I hear you guys right, your position is that in November of 2022, you abandoned these lines, and then now in 2025, you're opening new lines. And so you don't think you should pay the inactive fee during the 2022 to now. The problem is, or I guess, and it could just be a fact issue, the problem that I see is you're still using those same lines down to the main. And so I think somebody mentioned they're here today, those lines were still, they still had water, they were just capped off. And so I think, at least from my perspective, once again, if there's anything written, if there's anything in anything written ever.
But verbal's good too. Verbal could stand.
So verbal when could you stand. Say when you say verbal like stand, so the yeah. ones that so, the ones that we are bringing online down there, we are trenching ourselves all the way back to the meter pit and mm-hmm. providing brand new lines all the way
on
in. The
on East River because it has
on East River, and we'll do that on every single lot. So when we are reusing any of the stuff, we're going all the way back to the town's meter pit.
Are you? And you don't have to answer any questions. Mm-hmm. Are you reconnecting to main, or are you using the connections that are already there that are connected to the main?
No, we had
to. We're reconnecting water lines all the way to the town's water meter in
on
the
East River Street. You cannot do it on.
We're not. We're not connecting to anything that was underground on our property. The sewer, obviously, yeah. We have to go underground to get to the sewer.
And you're connecting to the old sewer lines that were in place.
Negative, not necessarily.
Well, that's going to vary on every house.
So like, I guess my question is your public works, what size supply line would you need for a threeplex that would hold a total of 6 bathrooms, total plus normal usage?
What size water line?
Yeah, a supply line.
Minimum of 1.5 inches.
Okay, what do you suppose is in the dirt back there?
What am I what now?
What do you suppose is in the dirt off of the existing lines? This was the reason why A Street was not developed, because our entire deal was to do side-by-side duplexes. That's why we wanted it recognized as just true dirt until we brought it on, because we knew we'd have to tap into the city main, because like right now, what you got in the dirt there coming off from COP in 1996 is a one-inch supply. If you're showering, you're showering, you're showering, you ain't gonna rinse your bubbles off. So that's why we just thought, like, I mean, we weren't doing anything dirty. It was, that's why we developed East River Street. So that's why we're saying recognize it as that, because your meter pits is great. And like, I mean, and you already acknowledged that verbal, like, was a thing. That's, we were under the impression that.
So the answer to your question about the sewers anyhow, so every lot's gonna be a little bit different, because we did cut and cap the old sewers underground. So we're having to trench across the property. And it really depends on where the house is positioned and where that sewer is coming from. Because we don't know, that we cut them sewers and we buried them 3 years ago. We don't even know where they're at. So we've been trenching across the property and we figure out what's down there. And then, you know, we trench as far back as we need to get to something good.
And same
and
with
get
the,
a straight line running to our
it
houses.
It sounds like the water is the same way.
The correct? Water is the same way. It's 100% brand new to the city's meter pit.
So
we can't do anything on A Street until we get the supply we need.
And I guess there is water, though. There's a water line there, and that's been there for 3 years, that you could connect to, though, for those 5 properties on East
yes.
A Street.
On A Street, absolutely not. They're going to demand, hit the demand.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And then, I'm sorry.
They're underground. We left them underground. So I mean,
A Street.
He's asking if we could find them. We could.
A Street.
We could find those old lines and tap into them.
If you have a GPM, we'd get you a GPM that you would need.
And Michelle looked them up for us one day. I mean, we even used a drop of that water. So I mean,
No. And I'm just,
you know, we paid $36,000 and we didn't use one spit down the sewer and we didn't use one single drop of water.
And so the decision is not my decision to make. All I'm doing is defining the issue for the council.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the issue for the council is, at least for East River Street, you agree to the non-active service lines for those 3 lines.
100%.
East River, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll agree with that all day long.
And then that's you're thinking service. You should pay no non-active fees.
There'd still be one inactive for that chunk of debt. Like, I mean, that's
for the corner.
For 8th Street?
For purple. And you're planning on putting a threeplex there? Is that what you said?
So that's where we're deciding whether do we do above ground and do three here and throw off of the corner. But the other thing
either way, you would have to put in everything brand new because you couldn't provide enough water.
That's why we abolished it, because we could not supply it. And the other thing, as soon as we roll this out, if county hears about it and they go, okay, you don't have X amount of GPM, you don't have the sewer main to handle that kind of volume, they might turn around and say, you guys can do a two-plex, not one-plex, because we adopted that growth policy.
Like, yeah.
We can only do what we are allowed to do, and that's well above any of us in this room. When we go to the petition, it's going to be me going to the county long before you guys even know. Like, I'm not going to throw something on your lap that we legally can't do. I'm not going to buffalo something across and then...
Map was different color than the one that me and Michelle color-coded.
Oh,
so
oh yeah.
It,
yeah it,
when
yeah,
she
sorry,
said purple,
yes.
I was like, mine's green.
Oh, I know. Sorry. I didn't change it.
You guys are fantastic.
The purple, I mean, we assume it should be one lot because there was no houses on it and it's one piece of property.
Okay, and at least on my map, there's like nine. There was nine houses.
There was nine there at one time.
Is that what this is here?
And then the blue,
yes,
do you think there should be one inactive fee or none?
And that's what they've been getting filled.
The blue
places.
We just recently, 3 weeks ago, redrew the property line. So there is one house, just 207 right here.
Yeah.
207 is there. So I think that should be one water. And that one's paid in full.
Yes.
That one's
207
not
is. Yes.
And then the yellow lot.
Yellow is 205, and that should be one water.
And that, you agree to that one?
Yes.
How do you... And once again, I'm not trying to trick anybody.
No, you're going. Go ahead.
How do you account for the fact that before it was, I want to say 10 different houses here, but there's three lots, specific lots, and then the new plan is that they will turn into five separate lots.
The old cadastro on how that was set up. That was so backhanded.
I mean,
on how they had those.
The way it's drawn up on the cadastro, I mean, if I bought this and I built a house on the corner, I mean, the whole thing is my yard, really, because it's on the cadastro. It's one, and
yeah, it's
I just had this
account.
Done like 3 weeks ago. That just got finalized.
You would have to go to Coley and have him separate it out, my understanding.
Separate? What would I have to separate?
The lots, if you wanted to divide it up or whatever. Mine's one lot right now because the county made it one lot, but it was two lots to start off with. I know it was
and ours was one lot, but now it's two lots. We had to split into two.
Are you talking about 15 and 16?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
I'm just trying to follow
it
along.
It was actually...
Make some sense out of
it. It was actually a lot considered to be a trailer.
That's what
I hear you.
Well,
you got that.
Yeah.
They're plans.
This is what it's looking like now.
Right.
And
we just
had that finalized just like 3 weeks ago.
So you're currently being charged for all these other... The trailers that were there are no longer there is what you're being charged for.
Duplexes, and we're going to have to encroach. Like, I mean, we're going to be right on that part.
Right.
I mean, right where those pits are. Like, that was why from the beginning we asked to abolish, because it did not meet our growth plan. And like that, I mean, we're not asking for.
And they were saying if they go to the duplexes,
like this, so
they're probably going to have to tap into the main water line, which will charge them because they cannot provide enough water for the fourplex or the threeplex.
3 weeks
off the main.
Off the main. Because it's probably only a 1-inch line feeding into the meter. So they're going to have to run a bigger line off the main to the meter.
Okay.
Then from the meter on in.
I'll bet you they've only got 3/4-inch lines going.
You know, but from 2022 until just 3 weeks ago, this was broken.
Oh, they're not deep. They don't have a 1/2-inch line like I do.
I am a 3/4. So last question I have. You're okay with the 6?
We are, yes.
Okay, and that would be...
Sleep at night on that, because that makes sense. That's like future development, like... Yeah, we're going to recognize that. It was just, I mean, going back from the initial stage, I know it's hearsay, whatever. It was the deal of they knew what the game plan was. As we brought it on, you guys were going to recover. But we knew we couldn't do anything on A Street because we had to meet anything above and beyond us. There was nothing that met it. And the town could not afford it. We couldn't afford, I mean, like, we can afford our tap fees. But we're not going to pay out of our pocket to give something like a curb stop. That's not our end of it. Has to be there, and we tap in to meet the need. So, like, heck, I'm Terry, and be like, Terry, I need a 2-inch feed because I got 6 houses going up, right? And that's what I need. Like, that comes there, and I pay my tap fees and port. And maybe I'm wrong on that.
I got to ask. We have one citizen here, Jerry.
Yo. Do they own anything up to
22?
You got two citizens.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're related to the council, though. This is an independent.
I still have my AOC. I'm pretty sure. They started when they
bought. What do you think?
Non-existent addresses. So, I mean, six.
Okay.
Six.
In the fact of doing something right, like, I'm just going to say this on our side to give us God shining grace. You know that two-story that's down there at Kitty Corner of my old place? Carbon County had no idea that house was there. No taxes paid for 22 years. Him and I were on a phone call
after we remodeled it. There's another one,
and she's like, that's not a tax. We're like, yes, it is. We're standing in it. We just remodeled. It's about to sell. That was moved around the cover of darkness. Like, we have not tried to do anything.
No, there's another one, too, Nate, that never paid taxes for 20 years.
I believe
they're planning on going back to the 6.
Right. Are these the 208, 212, and 102? Are that where they have the new houses on them now?
That's
those three? Yes. 208,
210.
Yes. Marcus wants to know. I mean, are we looking at just the 6 property that we're paying holding liens on, or how are we doing that? We abandon the other ones, just carrying 6.
Well, that's you guys as a council.
Well, he was questioning so
I feel like for the last 3 years that we should just owe on them 6.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But that was your question. Recently, yes. We did just recently have that A Street side broke up into another extra lot in there, mm-hmm. or two. So from this point going forward, I mean,
it was never
then we'll,
we should be paying for the inactive rates of the
new
lots we just split up.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Going forward.
Right.
Going forward.
Going forward from this point. But for the last three and a half years, you know, I think for this 6, I think is fair.
Okay.
And the reason we swung through the moon was literally like when this all started. Like, once again, I'm going to go back to the fact of I know naive and the smile don't carry shit in this world. But the fact of me walking out of every one of these meetings hearing about how bad our town owed on water meters, did I ever approach you and say, like, hey, I'm going to make it? Like, I didn't think I was doing anything goddamn wrong. And then all of a sudden he calls me, he's like, dude, we can't even sell this place because I was like, why didn't they ever tell? And so, like, in my mind, I thought this was already, like, in going back to the shadiness of what our, that's why I went back to the other part. It's like, I love where our new council is going. But the other fact of I was just going off conversation and verbal, and that's where I was at. I wouldn't have been able to look you guys straight in the face knowing that I owed $40,000 to the goddamn town. I mean,
well,
to live here, like, yeah.
I think we need to look at, down the road, I'd like to look at this again because it was brought to my attention on another piece of property regarding a water meter that they're not using the water on. So I think that's something we need to address down the road on this scenario. If the water's not being utilized,
it has been standard practice, just to tell you,
right,
that if...
If
the
lines
down
are
there, they, like I said, Kate Combs, she pays water on that, and she has paid water and sewer on it the whole time. And it was just a standard policy from the time I can remember doing deals that you paid water and sewer if you owned a lot. And even if you didn't use it, you paid non-active fees.
So I guess
should be like a turnoff fee and then a reactivation fee.
Yes.
And then that's how we can address that down
yes.
the road. But once you pay your disconnect or your turnoff fee, just like turning somebody's water off,
you know,
for them to turn it back on, it costs you that fee.
Yeah, but you pay an inactive fee while it's off.
The reason they went to that inactive fee,
you have to.
Because as we're trying to get grants and loans, we have to show our income, and that was one of the ways that they could show income to apply for a grant or a loan.
And it's not only that. Here's the deal. If you took everybody's inactive fee away tomorrow and you had to meet the budget.
It's 19% of our town's income.
You are not going to meet the budget, and you guys' water rates are going to go.
Yes, we hover around 19.1.
Yeah, and that's why.
So the one thing that we need, like, I mean, I'm just saying this, while I'm back on the other side of the table, is, like, in growth going forward, is there is going to be a lot of, and more of an influx. I mean, we're already seeing why people are going to influx to rural. And you're going to have people that are going to want to buy in and buy their surroundings. So now if Terry moves in from Minnesota, just because Minnesota's a tough time right now, you want to move out of Minnesota, you come in, but you buy three properties around you, should you pay four water bills because you bought the three around you? You bought them. You should be able to abolish that, and that's your dirt. You build up your fence lines.
Like, can't you make it inactive?
Speak why you couldn't on that.
You would... Sorry, you 100% could. That would be a fantastic thing to make an ordinance with the city to clarify.
Yeah.
The problem is, and I think everybody recognizes the problem is we don't, I mean, if we had an ordinance that said this is what we do in this situation, I mean, we would follow the ordinance. The problem is we don't have anything black and white.
You know,
and so we're falling back on policy, what we've done in the past, which is a lot grayer area, which is not
great. Is anything in our ordinance right now say meter pit?
That I couldn't even tell you.
So we could make an ordinance that would be addressed.
Like, right
that
now,
would be great.
Like what we're following, does it say meter pit?
Mike, do you know?
Does it say anything? I think we're going to be working on that.
Yeah. But no, like what we're following right now.
No, I think because when I checked, I thought it was just the town's responsibility to bring the services to the property. And it didn't specify meters or pits or...
I couldn't find anything either. Building
on meter pit, though, in our ordinance right now?
On.
No, I'm just.
I couldn't even tell you.
Like at one point, does our ordinance? Because like I get what you're saying, you gotta follow law that is written in black and white. Do we have anything in our ordinance that says billing on meter bit?
As of right now, that's the problem right now.
Well, I mean, we're saying no on that, correct?
Yeah, it would be very beneficial if we could have something.
Mm-hmm. We did discuss at the last meeting, you wasn't there, Nate, we did discuss that.
Right. No, I love the
Denison should address the water
right
and the sewer, and you guys should cut
that. The only thing we have right now is that we provide service from the main to the curb stop and the meter. Not through
three
the
curb
meter,
starts we have on
and
the property.
No idea.
And nothing on there says billing to a meter pit. In our existing laws.
No,
so, I mean, standing up, like, I mean, if it came across the table in front of a judge, there's nothing that says we charge somebody for billing to a meter pit. And if you want to stand on curb stop, it's not even literally written in our ordinance on that. Like, I'm very well informed about that.
So going forward in the future, it would be a good idea to get up.
Okay. No, like where I'm going on this is like, I mean, right now we're going on pure speculation about how we interpret a gray area.
Yeah.
So what these guys are saying is they're willing to pay for six of these lots that got the tax liens on them. They don't want the 14, but they're willing to go the six.
They are, yes.
And they're saying, council, what do you think?
Well, and I
Terry's taking the bargain. Well played.
I mean, that's kind of where we're at with it.
I get it. And then, okay, so you're willing to go the six. But then going forward, though, it'll go to...
They'll pick up the other 2.8 because they just broke
away. Okay, so... I make them
because like I feel like just be the nice kind of walking in public, but still like literally our laws in black and white do not even cover half of like what we're doing on this. Three of them, yes, three of them black and white. He could stand in front of a judge, beat my ass to the ground. We owe on three, four on speculation, and which is right, but the other two, but like at the end of the day, like tell you, buddy. So.
So,
they're saying you got us on three, but we'll give you three more if you're nice.
That's going to take it and be done with it. I mean, like, nothing in our laws. Like, and I follow what he said, gospel, ever since. And I haven't been sued since he's been our attorney, so I feel good. Three times before. I'm good in front of a judge.
Well, I make a motion that we will go forward with the six for the back billing and... Then from now on, we'll go with the 8.
Prior to a second, can we get like at least a rough address on what those properties are?
Oh,
or even speculation.
Well, I'd like to go over there with you because so we know what.
Oh yeah, you we can walk around. Yeah, because. Yeah.
That way I know what to leave in the system.
Let me put it this way. We will make the motion on that with Michelle adding the addresses to
perfect.
The deal.
Can we also do something about getting all the rest of the addresses off of your Black Mountain website?
I will
that
have
the
to look
state
into
doesn't
that.
Continue to think that we constantly owe. Because that's linked to the state, right? Them address things. Is that right?
We wrote
well, the address, I don't know how the original addresses were sent.
And this just went
to
the conversation the first time we sat in front of the table with.
Because we're still getting accruing bill for 18
yes.
addresses.
And then
so I want to make sure that stops.
With permission from the council that I would need, that I can then go back and take those charges off.
Can we make that a second motion? To do
well,
that?
Whatever you need to do.
Don't we need to do it that way, Dennison, if she... has to turn that over to the state?
No, I don't have to turn it over to the state.
Okay.
No, you don't have to turn it over to the state at all.
I just want permission to then remove the fee.
Okay.
As long as it's clear. So if you want to have a long one or
let me
two
do
short
this
ones.
Again.
That's fine.
I make a motion that we go to the 6th for past billing. We will go forward adding the 2 with Michelle to designate addresses and to remove the others from the Black Mountain software.
And as we get the address from the county, we'll give it straight to
her. Yeah.
I second that. We have a second and a third.
Take the second.
Thank you so much.
All in favor and in favor of passing the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Don't worry, Nate. I'll be back here with something and you'll be looking at me going, how the heck did that happen?
So, guys, when can
we have that
in?
All in one motion?
So we can
yes,
all
yes.
I can,
we gotta
end the. I need a motion to end this meeting.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, second.
Sorry, adjourn.
We got a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned.